Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Let's see, what's more important, faith or talent or work ethic? What's more important? Yeah, I'm going to say one of those three is probably the most important muscle you're going to have to build on your journey, whatever it is you want to do when you launch this movement and get yourself out there. So let's dive into the Everyday Saturday podcast. Hello, champion Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the number one motivational podcast on the planet. Hey, I was talking to my man Bill. Bill Higgins, shout out. I know he listens to this podcast as well. He's a coaching client of mine. Came on board a couple months ago. Just launched his podcast called The Come Back Chronicles. Going live on iTunes this week, Spotify, TuneIn, wherever, Stitcher Radio, you get your podcast. And Bill's got a comeback story, man. He was probably at the highest point of his legal career, district attorney, made some bad decisions. Now he's not one. Bill can fill you in on that story when you check out his show. I'm just here to tell you that he's got a great story of redemption. He's been humbled. He's learning a lot. And he's picking himself back up off the canvas, you know, like a real Rocky Balboa. And Bill was judged a lot. And like I said, he'd be the first to made some really bad decisions in his life that cost him his career. And a lot of judges out there, though. Isn't it funny, man? Everybody wants to play judge, jury, and executioner as if we all don't have skeletons in our closet. I've always said I could never run for political office because they'd talk to one person at Penn State from 1988 and I'd be done. I'd be totally done, you know. Crowley? Sam Crowley? What prison is he in? Yeah, that would probably be their first question. Where is he in jail? But we were talking about it, and Bill and I were chatting up a little bit last night, and the word faith came up a lot. Like, you've got to have faith in what it is that you're trying to accomplish, because without that, you can have a lot of talent. Do you know really smart people who are broke? Do you know anybody who is really intelligent, but just they can't get out of their own way? And they're probably making minimum wage someplace. I mean, I can think of five people off the top of my head. Valedictorians of their senior class, really great in college, straight A student, but, you know, they're barely getting by. So that kind of rules out that you just have to have intelligence, you know. Hard workers, I mean, look, I know a lot of hard workers out there. Do I know a lot of hard workers, every single one who's excited and has got a purpose to their life? Nope, nope, and nope, 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 nope. So this thing about faith, really, it's powerful, because when I think of faith, I think of faith in God. I think of the Holy Trinity, the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. And I have faith that no matter what challenges come up in my life, I'm not saying I'm embracing them or I want them, but I think one of the things that really shifted my mindset a while back, and I'm not saying that long ago, man, 5 years ago, maybe. I mean, maybe as recently as that, is when I got myself into a bad spot, whether it be financially or, you know, what we were going through with our daughter, Susan, all that stuff. I always had to rely on faith. It was being able to see something that I couldn't see. I couldn't see and just say, you know, I'm hanging on tight, man. I'm hanging on tight. Let's see how this thing goes, you know. And I really believe that if I just stuck with it, if I just stuck with this podcast, for example, which is the only thing I do, it's the only thing I've done the past few years to drive revenue. I do a podcast every single day, well, 5 days a week at least, and maybe on that Sunday sermon, you can catch that as well, all looking for a new client. I'm looking, on average, to bring on one new client a week out of, you know, however many hundreds and thousands of downloads the show gets. One new client, that's it. And it's got to be the perfect client. And I have to have faith that perfect client, that individual who's coachable, trainable, they've got a, you know, They've got an upbeat personality. They don't need to have any answers. Like, they don't have to know anything. Everything can be taught. We can all learn that. Just somebody who's got passion for something, the crazier the better, man. You know, the crazier the idea, the better. But even if it's more of a mainstream idea, kind of buttoned up, that's good too. It doesn't matter. I know what I'm looking for, and I've got to have faith that that person's out there. And sometimes when I do a podcast and I'm looking at all the downloads coming in, and it's like, wow, no applicants today? Huh, that's weird. Oh, by the way, go to Launch with Sam. LaunchWithSam.com. Book your 30-minute power call with me. I want to call you on a cell phone. And I'll coach you through it, man, 30 minutes. I don't just look for coaching clients. I just love talking to people that got a really big dream. That's really what I love to do. But out of that comes coaching clients. So follow that model. You know, if that's something, if you're a coach or consultant, I can earn you. And I know this is going to sound like, you know, Johnny sales page, but I can earn you six figures without you really even trying. Talk to my man, Luke Medeiros. Now, I don't know if he landed one or two more clients. I'm going to say he's up to 30 grand. And I'm just going to say it because I know if he's not, he's at 28. He's probably at 30,000 or more over the past 2 months in modeling exactly what I do. Podcast to calendar to coaching client. 30 grand, 2 months. Not bad, you know, not bad. More than I was ever making in corporate. I wasn't making 15 grand a month in corporate. Doing what you love to do, living your life on your terms with people that you want to live. I mean, come on, man. Ain't no, that's the everyday is Saturday lifestyle. But you got to have faith. You must believe. It's not there yet. The money isn't in your account yet. When I was working with Luke, the money wasn't in his account yet. You know, he worked with me 6 months. We worked together. Part of that coaching package, he flew to Cincinnati. We spent 2 days together, had a great time, man, just laughed a lot. That's it. I mean, that's why I'm very particular. Because if I can't have a good time and laugh with my client, I might as well be in corporate, you know, walking through. They call it corporate America for a reason, because everybody walks around like corpses, you know. It's like a big zombie walk. I don't want to ever do that again, and you shouldn't either. You should never settle doing something that you don't enjoy doing for the rest of your life. Now, you're going to have to do it sometimes. I'm not saying every single day, okay? But the rest of your life, how many people do you know that sold their soul to the corporate devil for 30 years, 40 years? And they just admitted it. Hey, you know, I got 10 years left to retirement. Retirement? Oh, my God. I'm going to have no hair, aging like a president, and have the elastic sweatpants, okay? That's the mom jeans that I'm going to have on when I retire. What value compared to when I'm 37, 47 years old can I deliver when I'm 65? Now, you 67-year-olds that listen to the show, and I know who you are. Don't come at me. I'm just comparing. And you would agree with that. Would you rather be free in your 30s or in your 70s? Come on. It's a no-brainer. Why? I don't really. It's not even possible, Sam. It's not even. Of course it's possible. You know what makes it possible? Faith. Faith. That's what makes it possible. To be able to see the unseen. To be able to do anything you want to do. Understanding that if you just put one step in front of the other, one step in front of the other, and you create momentum and you add value, it's going to work. It always works 100% of the time.
Did he just guarantee something?
Yeah, I did. Yep, I guarantee that you will be smiling like you ate a banana sideways at how happy you are that you made the decision to have faith. Look, you can't create anything big without seeing the unseen. You can't do anything worth doing without having faith. You know what I'm talking about? You don't question faith. Well, I can't see faith, Sam. Well, I can't see gravity either, my man, but I ain't jumping off no 24-story building to test it out. You feel me? So listen, as I was talking to Billy Boy last night, all right, he's picking himself back up off the canvas. He's moving forward. He's putting one foot in front of the other. You do the exact same thing. You will find success. I'm telling you what, you won't even have to find it. Success will chase you down, tackle you, and smother you with all the riches. And I'm not talking just about money. I'm talking about enjoying life, man, the way it was meant to be lived. Enjoy it. You don't even know how many days. You don't know the day, the hour that you're going to leave this earth. Why would you spend any more time doing something that you really don't want to do if it's not just temporary? Just make it temporary. Have faith in be able to see what you cannot see. And book your call. Go to launchwithsam.com and book your call, so I can call you on the old cell phone and we'll get after it. And we'll put together your own customized plan. All right, let's go, baby. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag everydayissaturday.